Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On a morning show get together today from WRCO. There is school in the Riverdale District. In fact, brought along several members of the student body today. Jeff Campbell is here, the district administrator, Callie Coe, who is the agriculture teacher for the high school, junior high, FFA advisor, and a number of officers in the studio as well. We'll hear from them today. Callie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Did you have a good National FFA week at Riverdale?
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of celebrating in various ways. We included the elementary in some of our festivities, and then we did dress-up days each day, medallion hunt, trivia, Ag Olympics, and then actually Community First Bank donated ice cream for the whole student body on Friday, so that was nice.
Awesome. I know you have a large group. Is the group about the same as it's been in the past, the number of students?
Yep. Our officer team typically is 8 officers, and I can let them introduce themselves as we go through here, but I got roughly 4 of the same officer group from last year, and every year, you know, as the seniors graduate, we replace and keep 8 on the team. This year we'll be losing 2 and we'll replace them as we move forward. So it's a nice size group. We fit in a van. That's kind of important. One group goes together there. And also they have interchangeable roles in terms of how they run things and helping out with different things, setting up meetings, getting things ready for contests and stuff like that. So I guess as a group, they all work together really, really easily. And whether you're president or sentinel, it really doesn't matter because you all have a lot of responsibilities, same roles, kind of.
Every year when you graduate those seniors, you're thinking, these people are irreplaceable. But you always seem to find people to step up, don't you?
Absolutely. I always think that's kind of interesting, seeing them come in as 7th graders and then think like, they have some potential. I'm going to kind of watch them as they get older and see if we can encourage them to apply. And then they come here and, you know, there's maybe a little bit of training, but this is a really stellar group too, just like the last. We always have a few things we could tweak or work on, but this group brings a lot of work ethic with them. That's definitely something that I would comment on to this group. And I think in the past, every group has, you know, things that they are good at and things we need to work on, and that's always interchangeable. It's always impressive the kind of team that we can put together and how much they change and mature through high school, I guess I'll say.
The things you do and accomplish at Riverdale, I think some other schools are envious of you. You deserve a lot of credit, but you have some great equipment to work with. You've got a farm to work with, so you've got some things going on, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And like you said, you nailed it on the head. I facilitate, but this group of 8 here, they lead a lot of the charges. They handle a lot of the big things that we do that we get a lot of community support for and we get a lot of recognition for. And then Mr. Campbell sitting next to me here, he also, we got to get yeses on the board to, you know, approve things, to get our new egg area, our new animal lab, all that stuff that came from administrative and community side as well. So, yeah, actually going with that, one of the things we'd like to announce today is that in the Wisconsin Association of Agricultural Educators, amongst our 30 school districts in what we call our section, kind of like our CESA area, same thing. In our section, we were nominated as the top middle and secondary agriculture program by other ag teachers, and we were voted on. So we're one of the top ag programs in the state of Wisconsin, top 10. And then we actually will I filled out an application already, actually. But we'll find out in June if we may be the top ag program for 2024-2025, which is kind of cool. So it feels good to get the recognition, and again, from my peers as ag teachers, which as you know, there's a ton of great egg programs in our area. But it just says a lot about these kids and our community and our administration, just as much as me as an instructor, I think, because they're the ones executing all these big plans I have. I guess I'll say it like that.
And from the business community, you get great support, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're really fortunate. The community as a whole. I mean, we partnered with 28 different people for our test plot and our school farm stuff last year. I had 32 different guest speakers last year between demonstrations and guest speakers. A lot of those came with animal lab stuff. You know, if somebody brought in a donkey, I'd have them stick around and we'd talk about this or that, or I'd have a farrier come in separately. So egg program-wise, and then we went on almost 30 field trips last year too between the school farm, and I got my CDL a couple years ago. So it's Magic School Bus. We hop on and head somewhere. Meisters. Tomorrow we're heading to Richland Locker for a tour. It's a lot of fun. But again, those are things that are possible because of the community. Even our transportation staff, they're always so willing to work with me. Can I get a van? Can I get a bus? I changed my mind. I need a bus. Stuff like that. It's awesome. It's been amazing to work with the entire Riverdale staff and student body.
Mr. Campbell, we'll bring you into the conversation. You got to be proud to hear that Riverdale's, you know, up for this award, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a long time coming, and it's a lot of hard work that Callie and this group of students right here and students from the past have put in, and I think it just gives us another thing that we're proud of and that our community takes part in. And just kind of talking about that family atmosphere from the beginning of the year, that's what it is. Egg is a big deal in our community, and it shows with the support that they give. But it's also these kids go out and do the amount of work and the amount of time they put in, and you'll see a lot of them, and they're involved in a lot of other things too. So this isn't what they do, you know, day in and day out, only thing they do. There's tons of other things that they're involved in. So it's great to see that they're willing to put in that time and kind of build on what our community feels is very important.
Do you ever wonder what animal is going to show up at that school?
I've said it's one of my favorite parts. I said it is interesting to see what the next animal will be, but she always has somebody send out an email. We have this animal in here, you know, this week or this time frame. Come over and check it out. And it just draws kids into that building, into that area, and I think really starts to help get kids hooked in those classes and that. Even kids that are not involved necessarily in the FFA program will take a lot of Callie's classes and that just because of that opportunity of getting in there and being like, oh, I'd kind of like to be part of that. So I think, yeah, they've done a nice job, and I can't say enough about our top-notch egg program we have.
And it starts with the junior high. You get them really interested in junior high at Riverdale, don't you?
Yeah, we take 7th through 12th graders for FFA because those are the groups that I directly interact with, and that's how that needs to happen for FFA. But, you know, we also reach out to the elementary, too, as Jeff mentioned, like... you know, the Meese girls brought in calves. We sent an email out to the elementary, like, do you want to come check them out? Or sometimes we even take them over there if they're small enough. And then we work with them through various things like our first graders. We did some candle making during harvest. We've done pumpkin carving with the third graders, Food for America with the fourth graders. And they're all going to touch on these things because that's some of their favorite things to do is work with the elementary. So we try to start them young, get them interested. And then, like Jeff said, drawing them in with the animals and stuff. When they walk through my room, they're like, what's this? What's that? What's the greenhouse? And then they realize that all the things that ag means and encompasses in agriculture, a lot of times when they're elementary, when you say ag, they envision what comes out of a chicken. Mm. You know, they just don't. They think they're hearing ag or whatever. And it's like, okay, agriculture. This is all the things that are agriculture. And that's that we try to start that young. And the group of high school officers, the group of high school students, they're the ones that I think draw them in and keep them. You know, inviting kids to meetings and, you know, we have some great officers that will go out and sit with the kids and ask them, you know, what kind of questions do you have at these meetings? You know, what do we need to answer for you? How do we get you involved? Things like that. So, yeah, I think we try to start them young and keep them involved and engaged and make sure that there are things for them to do.
I saw a stat somewhere where there were elementary kids and they didn't really know where their food came from either. I mean, that probably doesn't happen maybe so much in the rural school district, but maybe again, if you're not on the farm, maybe you don't know, right?
Right, right. Like I said, I'm always surprised how many kids come into seventh grade. And when I say you're in ag class, what does that mean? You know, we just take for granted that we know it's an abbreviation for something else. But that's all right. That's what we're there for. You know, we got to start at the ground and work that foundation up. And I think our foundation just keeps getting higher and higher, if that makes sense. Like, you know, when we first started the animal lab stuff, it was a big deal for them to see an animal. Now it's really nothing for them to deworm, vaccinate, trim hooves, and they just, it's just another part of their, you know, their learning process, I guess. They're just being, you know, they're getting used to that. And then we're building off of those skills more and more so that, you know, it's not just seeing the animals out there. It's what are we going to do with them? That's the new question. You know, like, what's the plan? And we try to do some advanced stuff all the way down to, yeah, socialization is also important for all those animals, but...
Wonderful. We'll bring on some of the students Perfect. Here. And in fact, you can help me interview them if you want. If something comes up that you think I should ask them, you know, feel free to jump in here. So let's jump over there. How about Chase McGuire? He's right in the middle of the pack over there. So we'll give him the opportunity first. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Doing great. So what position do you hold with the
FFA? I am the Riverdale FFA Vice President.
All right. And what are some of your tasks?
Well, basically, we all help each other out. Something needs to get done. Somebody's not there, we all help a hand, get it done as fast as we can.
What's your favorite part about being in FFA?
Favorite part be the ag mechanics class. Get to learn a bunch of stuff about engines, small engines. Go on a couple trips with that. And then every last 2 years, just be a third year, one of the kids in the class will bring in a tractor. We'll restore it, take it to the Wisconsin State FFA convention. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
what kind of tractor are you working on this year?
Would be Case. I don't know anything about this one. I just know I gotta paint it.
That's a special skill to be able to paint it there. So what have you learned about that?
What's his name from
Kevin Remington.
Kevin, he is a janitor, right? Yep. Janitor, he used to restore a bunch of tractors. He came and taught me quite a bit about temperatures and best way to paint them and get the best shine out of the paint. I've learned quite a bit out of that, and I enjoy it. It's fun.
And try not to paint your classmates and things like that, too.
Yeah, right? We've had that a couple times, but it's pretty fun.
That's another great example of another community member that we just, diamonds in the rough, that, you know, comes out and mentions that he has some experience. Not only does he have experience, he has a lot of experience, and he's great. So he's come in and helped us a few times. Yeah, but that's a perfect example of community support we have at Riverdale.
Utilizing the community resources. Absolutely. Sarah. That's awesome. So what are some things that you've been involved in as far as FFA? Have you done some competitions this year,
Jim? Yeah, this year I don't think we've done much, but past years I've judged dairy, and, well, we had Day on the Hill. I was at, and... yeah, I normally just judge dairy meats. That's about it.
Do you think you're going to get into an agriculture career someday?
Yep. After high school, I plan on taking over the family farm.
Well, good for you. That's awesome. So you learn some skills there that you're going to use later in life. And maybe, as Ms. Coe mentioned, too, you're going to have some things maybe you're not going to have to pay for, you know, like if it's hoof trimming or shots and things like that.
Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff from Ms. Coe in her classes and hopefully helped me when I get out of high school and taking over the farm.
Awesome. What are some other things you're involved in outside of FFA at Riverdale?
Well, mostly I did wrestle, but wrestling season was over. So I'm a senior, so I don't have to do that no more. But side school, I mostly just work or mess around in the shop, tinkering with stuff.
Mm-hmm. You shoot trap, too.
Yeah, trap shooting.
How's the trap team doing?
It hasn't started yet.
Oh, it hasn't. Okay.
It'll be coming around, I don't know when it starts.
About a month.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be something to watch for as well. You guys have a good team, I think.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good guys that know how to shoot.
Good. How many days left of school for the seniors? Have you counted it out on the calendar yet?
Oh, I'm counting down, but I don't know how many days.
Well, good to have you in here today. And let's move over to the Prez. How about that? Caden Anderson, how are you, Caden?
Good, how are you?
Great. Good to have you in here. So, President, you got a lot of responsibility this year.
Yeah, like Chase said, we all kind of work together, but I plan a lot of stuff, help Miss Cole whenever. If she has an idea, we make it happen and try our best at it.
Have you been in FFA since you were in junior high?
Yes.
All the way through then?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Did you hold a previous office then?
Yeah, so for the last 3 years, I've been an officer.
Mm-hmm. Were you always shooting for a goal to be president?
Kind of. If it happened, that'd be great. But if it didn't, you know, somebody else deserved it more than I did.
Have you been involved in any competitions with the FFA?
Yeah, so every year I do livestock judging. That's kind of my big thing that I do. I really enjoy that, and it helps me in my day-to-day career, kind of, evaluating livestock.
Okay, and what would you like to get into as far as a career?
I'll take over the family farm, and then I plan to go into some trade. I'm not sure what yet.
It warms my heart that we've got two here in a row that are going to take over the family farm, Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of a rarity this day and age.
It is, and you know, a lot of times people say, I'm just going to farm. Well, it's not just farming anymore. You know, it's a lot, and we need people to do that. We need people to continue the legacy, the tradition. We need people to feed us. I mean, that's, yeah, exactly. It's not just farming.
Mm-hmm. Important role, and I think you're going to look back someday on what you learned with Riverdale and the ag classes you took, something that was really good for you. Right?
Yep.
And as far as other things you're involved in at Riverdale?
I don't do much for sports. All I really do outside of FFA is I show cattle. So I go to different shows and I present my cattle to judges and they evaluate them and kind of see who has the best cattle.
Has it been a good year for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. In April, we'll start the actual shows. It's just been winter time, so we've been taking care of them.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a busy full-time job for you. Out
yes, it is.
Too. Sure. Are any of you doing the work-to-school thing? Are you doing some hours out of school?
Yep.
As well?
So I have work experience with my dad through the family farm. So after school, I get out and I go work for my dad.
Great. Well, good luck with that. Nice to meet you in here today.
Yeah.
And we swing it over here to the other side. Carter Degenhart is here. How are you, Carter?
Good, you?
Great. What position do you have with the
FFA? I'm the treasurer.
Treasurer, okay. They must trust you with money then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Have you held other offices?
Yeah. Last year I was our parliamentarian.
Okay. You had to keep order at the meeting then?
Yeah,
is that a little bit. Is that hard to do or...?
No, we tend to be pretty good at meetings.
Pretty good, okay. What's your favorite part about FFA?
Going today on the Hill, we talk with senators and representatives and kind of inform them on what we're doing in our area and just kind of giving them some information so they can make some decisions.
That's great. So you got a chance to present. Do you remember or recall which senators you met or anything?
Met with Travis Tranel's office and Howard Markline's too.
Okay, so that's important. What are some things that you'd like to do maybe when you're out of school? Have you thought about a career?
I tend to work with my dad on his tire business. I'll probably end up working with him and then helping my grandpa when I'm not on his farm. So
wonderful. Can you see fast forward a few years coming back and maybe supporting the FFA in terms of being an alumnus?
Sure, for sure. I'd love to kind of keep working with FFA even after I'm done.
Has there been a highlight of your FFA years at Riverdale?
I'd probably say going to a day on the Hill, meeting with the senators and representatives. It's a cool experience going to the Capitol and kind of seeing the cool work and that they've done in there. And it's really a cool building.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Go ahead, Kelly.
I'd also comment that Carter was the section winner last year for the ag mechanics and repair proficiency, working with tires and stuff. And so he filled out an application, and it's evaluated by ag teachers, FFA advisors throughout the state. And he was our section winner for that last year. So in terms of like some highlights, I would also say that would be a great highlight for him.
Great. Good deal. Congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, are you involved with some other extracurriculars at Riverdale?
Oh, yeah. I got football, powerlifting, baseball, trap shooting, and I do some science club once in a while, do some recycling.
Wow, that's impressive. You're going to be busy then.
Nope.
So has Coach Thompson got the gloves out yet for you or not?
Yeah, we're kind of doing some hitting.
Nothing official yet.
Nope.
Getting ready for spring. We look forward to that as well. Thanks for coming in today.
Yep,
we appreciate it. And over to Grant Matthews. How you doing, Grant?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you all rested up now, are you, or not?
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty good after the weekends?
Yeah, it was a long weekend.
Congratulations on your accomplishments this year.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Is it tough to get all the wrestling stuff in and all the FFA stuff and the other things you're involved in?
Yeah, it gets, your schedule gets pretty full, but I think being in all the events and stuff I'm in, it helps me with my time management and helps me, I think it'll help me prepare for, like, in a future career. Like, you have to be on time to stuff, you have to keep a schedule, you have to be prepared for things to change, like how today is, the weather, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I know that it was a great match for you on Saturday night. Was that one of the tougher ones you've been in?
Kind of. At Bi-State, I kind of had some rougher matches, but the person I wrestled before, so I kind of knew how he wrestled, and I knew the kind of how the outcome would be.
What are some things you've learned from sports that you're maybe going to take into everyday life in the future?
Always keep pushing, and hard work will pay off in the end. No matter what, I didn't want to give up in the season. I knew that at the beginning of the season, I was coming back as a third-place finisher behind two seniors. I knew I had a chance to have a state championship, and that was my goal throughout the year, is to push to have that state championship.
Awesome. And as far as FFA is concerned, what is your favorite part of it?
Probably drive your tractor school day. We recently made it to where we drive past the elementary school and drive through the loop at the nursing home, and I think it really brings the community together. Like, it shows that we're going out, and it gives the, like, it shows, like, people what the FFA is about. They want people to see, like, that we're including the community, and then that we want to show that people can, like, what you can do as an FFA member. Like, you can have fun events, and you can get out of school. A lot of kids like that. It's always a plus.
That is a bonus. What kind of tractor did you drive to school then?
I drove a New Holland T8 350.
All right. Sounds good. Anybody drive one without a cab? Because it was kind
of
cold then.
Yeah, a couple of them did. And I don't know if they're big fans of it, but they powered through it.
Boy, that's tough, man. You know, it's one thing to win a state wrestling championship, another thing to drive a tractor when it's like 20 degrees.
Yeah, they're probably a lot tougher than me.
What about the future? You've got another year or so to go as far as that, but have you thought about a career?
Yeah, I plan on working on a local farm until I graduate high school, and then probably figure out a way to enter in the trades.
Good luck with that as well. And are you involved in any of the competition that we talked about, Grant?
Yeah, I do. At the World Dairy Expo, I did agronomy judging. And then I do wildlife judging, and sometimes I'll do dairy judging.
Great. Good to have you in the studio here today.
Yep, thank you.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to do a shift. We're going to bring in a line change. We're going to bring in more of the FFA members from Riverdale Schools here as we talk on this Wednesday from WRCO. In the studio today with some friends from Riverdale as we get to our morning show second part here today. Jeff Campbell, District Administrator. Yeah, they've been putting the pressure on you about having school out early here today.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. I think it looks perfectly fine out there.
Looks like a spring day out there.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does. Great day to be in school.
Kind of reminds me of spring sports day when you're trying to get a baseball game in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, we got to save those days. So,
I told somebody last night when it was raining so hard, I said it reminds me of a track meet. You know, two milers, please line up, and it's like pouring rain.
Very true, very true.
Very often. Well, the first part of the show, we talked to some FFA members. They've represented really well here.
Yeah, they really have. I think this is nice to get the kids in here to kind of tell their story, because that's what it's all about at the district level, is just the kids and the things that they're involved in, the things that they're able to do, and then the path forward that they're going to have. And the nice thing is we always like to recognize our alumni, whether it's our FFA alumni chapter that we have, or we have an alumni day every other year. And years from now, these kids will come back and kind of tell their story and the way that they can the younger kids look up to them, and just kind of the path that they forge. And I think every group, I kind of say, it's like you want to try to do a little bit better than the group in front of you. So I think they've set the bar pretty high for the future.
Were you in FFA, Jeff?
I was not. I grew up on a small farm, worked a small farm all through high school and into college, and when I was a little one, too. But I never did get involved in the FFA. I was involved in a number of other things that kind of took my time. But, yeah, we had a great FFA advisor at that time, Bob Chitwood, who has we have a memorial garden for him. He passed away shortly after I graduated, unfortunately, and was a great advocate. His family's very involved in our FFA program, and also the greenhouse that we have there was put up in his honor. So we still honor Bob and the things that he's done. And I took some of his classes, but just never got myself involved in FFA.
Okay. Well, let's bring on some more of the FFA members. We have four more to the table, and three of the four are named Meese. So that's pretty easy to recognize them. But we say hello to Kaylee Carter, Olivia Meese, Mallory Meese, and Brody Meese, who are all here in the studio with us as well. Well, let's start with Kaylee then, shall we? Over here, we want to swing that microphone over a little bit there. So, good morning.
Good morning.
And what part of the FFA are you involved in, or are you an officer?
Yeah, I am an officer. I don't know.
What position?
I'm the historian.
Historian, all right. So you have to take some notes here and there. Great. So why did you get involved in FFA?
Well, I know about it. My family was involved, and I don't know, just kind of influenced me to get in there.
Have you been in since you were in middle school?
Yeah, since 7th grade.
Great. All right. And what grade are you in now?
I'm a junior.
A junior this year. All right. So are you looking at an agriculture career, possibly?
Yeah, I'm looking into, like, the vet science stuff and animal science.
So you're looking at a lot of schooling, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So you must like school.
Well, something like that.
What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale?
I'm involved in cross country, track, powerlifting, and then I also like show cattle and stuff. So,
yeah, your cross country coach is here somewhere as well.
Yeah, I saw him,
Mr. Simonson. So, did you have a good year in that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I always thought running was a punishment, but you like it, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more of a short distance though.
Yeah, me too. Well, it won't be long. We're getting into track and all of those things too. What about FFA? What's your favorite part of that, Kaylee?
My favorite part is probably the pumpkin carving with the third graders. You know, we always bring them out, and it's a good time.
We talked about that with the tractor drive as well, but I think those elementary students really look up to the FFA members.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
Yeah. So, and looking ahead then, are you going to be involved in some contests this year?
Yeah, I will be doing livestock judging coming up in a couple weeks here, and hopefully we have a good team.
Great. So your team's going to be involved in some competition then?
Yeah.
Good. Well, good luck with that. Anything you wanted to add there, Ms. Cole?
Nope. She's a pole vaulter as well and does extreme well. Again, just talking about how well-rounded our kids are and how determined, what kind of work ethic they have. This is, an awesome group for that. And again, just involved in a lot of things, but make time for FFA and make time and keep showing up for everybody else in our district.
Yeah. Does your life flash before your eyes when you're up there on that pole at the pinnacle or not?
No, I don't know. I don't know how I would even say it. Just like go over, I guess.
Yeah. Man, I just always think pole vaulters have to be so brave. You know, was the first time you tried it, weren't you a little bit scared?
I wasn't very good at it then.
Well, good luck this spring. We hope it goes well. All right. So we'll move over to Olivia Meese. And what position do you hold with the FFA?
I am the Sentinel.
Sentinel. Okay. So what does a Sentinel do?
I make sure everyone feels welcome in the meeting room.
All right. And how do you do that?
Just walk in with a smile on my face and make sure everyone's having fun.
Okay. All right. So encourage the funness. So are you involved in any competition with the FFA?
I am. So I'm going to the sectional leadership development event, and I also do dairy judging.
Okay.
And I also did agronomy judging once as well.
All right. And this is the award winner that you talked about,
yep,
then?
Yep, she was our qualifier for sectionals from our group specifically, so that's coming up here in Fenimore in a couple weeks.
Okay. Good luck with that. We know you'll do well. What made you want to get into FFA?
Just all the opportunities, you know, all the, like, getting in, seeing people's viewpoints on agriculture and making sure, like, I know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Did your sister influence you, or did you influence her to get into FFA or not?
I think we both influence each other equally.
Would you like to get involved in a career in FFA?
Yes.
Or in, I'm sure, in agriculture?
I would like to take over our family farm as well.
Well, good. Good for you. On that note, what about some extracurriculars at Riverdale?
I did volleyball this year, and I'm also in mid-distance track runner.
All right. So are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Practice starts already next week, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Good. So do you go out and run the farm fields to try and get in shape?
I have many times run around fields.
Yeah. I'll bet you have.
These girls probably don't get enough credit. Olivia can bale hay and corn fodder with the best of them. They're all pretty awesome in terms of like what their abilities are. And again, like just some different things that they can all do. Both of them milk. I mean, if one has an event, the other one will step up and go help. But also they're just amazing at some of the things that they can do for their age, and again, you know, holding nothing back for females in agriculture. These girls are really they're showing everybody what it's like, and they can run with the men just like anybody else.
Yeah. So. Sounds like it. Pretty good at driving tractors then?
Oh yeah, they always do drive your tractor to school day and things like that.
You brought your tractor to school?
Right, yeah. Me and Mallory, we have matching tractors. They're older. They're 70 Ford 7600s. We both have the same one and drive them to school.
Awesome.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
GOP.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. WRCO News is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today will feature plenty of sunshine, a touch breezy, and a high near 40, 21-degree low overnight tonight, maybe some light snow by this time tomorrow morning for parts of our area. No delays or cancellations. It is an on-time morning today.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new state Supreme Court Justice and State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin said on Wednesday that not many are paying attention. The poll found 39% of respondents say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race. 42% say some, and 19% admit they've heard nothing at all. On the superintendent's race, it's half that. Only 18% have heard a lot. 47 a little and 35 nothing. The Supreme Court candidates are Waukesha County Court Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. In the superintendent's race, incumbent Democrat Jill Underley is opposed by challenger Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant backed by conservatives. The new Marquette Law poll was released on Wednesday. Wisconsin lawmakers debate how to keep school resource officers in Milwaukee public schools. Greenfield Republican Representative Bob Donovan's bill would impose financial penalties on the district and the city if that does not happen. Under the bill, MPS must cover 75% of the costs of complying with the officer requirement, and the city would cover the remaining 25%. The bill would also make the state withhold 10% of shared revenue funds from the city of Milwaukee, or 20% of per-pupil funding to MPS if compliance isn't met. Wednesday's debate in Midson will be coming a day after the city and MPS agree to split the near $1.6 million price tag for the school resource officers and have them in place by March 15th.
Now's the time to get your kids ready for the time to change. Daylight saving this weekend. University of Wisconsin Assistant Professor of Pediatrics, Dr. Casey Freimiller, says one thing to try is something called bedtime fading, where parents adjust kids' bedtime in 15-minute increments in the next few days. Freimiller says kids and teens are especially prone to the health impacts of getting less sleep, and CDC data shows only 23% of high schoolers got at least 8 hours of sleep in 2023. Freimiller says parents should start prepping kids now so the time change is not so sudden, coming up on Sunday morning. A Racine County teenager is under arrest in connection with the death of his mother. A 15-year-old boy arrested Tuesday night remains in custody as police in the village of Caledonia investigate the woman's death. Officers were dispatched to a residence to what police say was an initial report that a juvenile male had possibly killed his mother. Responding officers were met by the 15-year-old, who was exiting the front door. The teenager surrendered without incident. The preliminary investigation indicates the victim, identified as the boy's mother, was stabbed and also sustained blunt force trauma. A seventh inmate has died at a troubled maximum security prison in southern Wisconsin. The State Department of Corrections offender website notes that 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday at Waupun Correctional Institution. He was sentenced in 2019 to 7 years in prison for armed robbery and an additional 2 years to be served concurrently for bail jumping. The website does not list any details of his death. A corrections spokesperson did not immediately respond to an email on Wednesday. Seven Waupun inmates have now died in custody since June of 2023. Prosecutors last year charged the prison's then warden, Randall Hepp, with misconduct and 8 members of his staff with felony inmate abuse. A group backed by billionaire Elon Musk is behind a new set of deceptive attack ads and text messages targeting voters just weeks ahead of the election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It employs a battleground state strategy used last year against Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. It's the latest example of how Musk's extraordinary wealth has been used to promote the Republican Party's political interests, in this case for control of the highest court in one of the country's most important presidential swing states. Veterans who have been abruptly fired from federal jobs say they feel betrayed by the Trump administration's dramatic downsizing of the government. Nathan Hooven, who voted for Trump in November, lost his job last month as an inventory management specialist at the Salem, Virginia Medical Center in Virginia. He says the administration did not take the time to think about veterans who have served their country. Hooven and other veterans also say they're particularly angered by how they were fired in an email that cited inadequate job performance despite receiving positive reviews while they were working. Health experts are warning of another tough flu season in Wisconsin next year following a canceled FDA meeting. The agency recently announced the cancellation of its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. The meeting typically sees a committee of independent experts make recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter, so mass production of those vaccines can begin before the flu season starts. Wisconsin saw an uptick in respiratory viruses this winter amid lower vaccination rates. And law enforcement authorities across the state will be stepping up their impaired driving enforcement this month. Departments will deploy increased patrols to discourage residents from driving while intoxicated and are warning residents that there will be a zero-tolerance policy for impaired driving and open containers. The increased and highly visible enforcement efforts are meant to encourage residents to plan their ride ahead if they intend to consume alcohol. They're also encouraging other drivers to report any suspected impaired driving.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today, plenty of sunshine, a touch breezy, and a high of 39. Northwest to west winds at 8 to 16. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light snow or flurries toward morning, and especially south of Richland County, a low of 21. 38 Friday, it looks like a clear and chilly night. Friday night, a low of 19. And Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy and seasonal, with a high of 43. Sunday, a nice day with sunshine and mild temperatures, and a high of 50. Degrees. Currently, northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour. After an earlier reading of 25, we've been at 20 for the last several hours. There are no delays or cancellations in the school department after some cancellations yesterday and some early outs in the afternoon. It's a nice morning today. We're getting a little bit of sunshine as well. And again, it's 20 degrees.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon. Napa know-how.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simons Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at playoff of high school sports going on tonight and through the weekend. And details on a Badger win and a Bucks victory last night as well. What do you get with a membership to Simons Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simons Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simons is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simons has the means to make it happen. There's WIAA girls basketball this evening right here in Richland Center. Barneveld, the number one seed, plays number two seed Schulzberg in a 7 o'clock game time. In Division 4, Cuba City battles Belleville at Lancaster, and Prairie du Chien plays Edgerton tonight at Dodgeville High School. DeForest will be taking on West Salem at Portage in Division 2. Also in the area, it will be boys basketball coming up tomorrow evening. Richland Center advances after a win against Evansville on Tuesday night. A big victory for Brian Poles and the team, and it's on to round two.
Now it's our opportunity to see where we can take this, and it's been such a fun experience with this group of seniors and this team in general. We had a great time last night, and we're going to put in the work to give us our best shot on Friday, and hopefully we can keep extending it.
The Hornets play at Platteville on Friday. By way of their victory over the University of Northwestern Saturday in the Upper Midwest Athletic Conference Championship game, the UW Superior Yellow Jacket women's team is into the NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Tournament. River Valley graduate Charlotte Furstel is a member of the team.
So we go to Stouts. We're in Menominee, but we play Whitman College from Walla Walla, Washington. So they definitely have a hike compared to our 2 hour or so hike, but we don't really know much about them. I mean, obviously we know more about them now than we did 3 days ago, but it's kind of just a new opponent. We've never played them. They don't really have any common opponents, so we're kind of going into it blind. Obviously we can watch film, but we don't really know what West Coast ball is like, I guess. So we're going to find out soon.
Charlotte Furstall, a River Valley graduate, a member of UW Superior, they'll be playing on Friday afternoon. And state team wrestling is this weekend as well. Quarterfinals getting underway at the Fieldhouse on Friday. Reedsburg among the field of teams in Division One. Division Two wrestling on semifinals Saturday, including at 10 o'clock, Fenimore and Mineral Point will be involved. Fenimore in D2 and Mineral Point in Division Three. Sophomore John Blackwell's double-double powered the Badgers to an important 74-67 win last night. Wisconsin is in a scramble for a top four finish in the standings that would mean a double bye in the conference tournament. Blackwell scored 25 points and grabbed 11 rebounds, but Coach Greg Gard says it was the defense that led the way.
I thought defensively, other than that flurry where they got a couple threes, you know, and we let them back in the game when you're up, you know, 11 or whatever, and have a chance to extend that. We get let them get back to get in it tied, but just how we kept our composure in the timeout. You know, I thought we'd get better rebounding the ball. I didn't think Mitchell really hurt us on the glass, but we took care of the ball much better in the second half.
For the Badgers, they'll wrap up the regular season Saturday. That will be against Penn State in a daytime game. Marquette dropped an important Big East Conference game at UConn last night, 72-66. It could make the road more difficult in the conference tournament as well. Marquette wraps up the regular season against conference-leading St. John's Saturday at home. Giannis Antetokounmpo topped 20,000 career points in the Bucks' easy 137-107 win over Dallas last night. Giannis scored 32 points and had 15 rebounds. He says a lot of sweat goes into working hard and getting to that 20,000 point part of his career.
All those moments that I had to sacrifice away from my family, moments that I was in pain and then kept playing, moments that I've been disappointed, you know, of not being able to accomplish what I want to accomplish, high moments, moments that I've accomplished great stuff. My career. So I just think about all those things, which make this moment even more sweet.
The Bucks host Orlando on Saturday. The Brewers were split yesterday. One of their squads beat the White Sox 3-2. The other squad lost to the White Sox as well. And that's an update on sports on this Thursday morning.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors.
Which one is more powerful than the other, then?
Hers.
Hers? Oh, okay. That's awesome. Mallory, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What are some things that you're involved in at Riverdale other than FFA?
I do cross-country, basketball, and track.
Okay. And what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite sport?
Not really.
Not really?
I always prefer track over cross-country.
Do you? Okay. In the spring?
Yeah.
And then the FFA. What do you like about FFA?
I like to do dairy judging and meat judging, but my favorite part is probably when we do the middle school incentive for 7th and 8th graders. So if they have like a few or less missing assignments, then they get to come out to the school farm and we turn the field into like some games. So there's like human foosball, barn ball, pumpkin bowling, and then they have a nature walk option. So they get to come out and participate in those games.
Oh, fun. Who thought of those games? That's a great idea.
That was them. Yeah. All them. Yes.
Ah, that's cool. And the school farm, that you got to be proud of that. That's a great thing to have at Riverdale.
Yeah.
And what about the future? Would you like to be involved in agriculture?
Yeah, I'd like to 50% with her over the family farm.
Really? Wow. So you guys must get along well then.
Pretty much.
Going into business together, that's pretty impressive there. And this spring, are you involved in any competitions or anything?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do dairy judging this spring.
Dairy judging, okay. And as far as the farm, are you looking at a dairy farm? Are you looking at beef or what would you?
Yeah, a dairy farm.
Dairy farm, okay. Well, good luck with that. We truly do have some future farmers in the studio, don't we?
We do. And it doesn't always work like that, but this year I have a lot of production kids on the team. And like I said, their theme is work and they know how to get things done. But they are, you know, they're doing it at home too.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thanks for being our guest here in the Morning Show studios. And then we'll bring Brody over. He's a cousin. First cousin?
Yeah. No, I think second cousin.
Second cousin. All right. Sounds good. What position do you hold with the FFA?
Oh, parliamentarian.
All right.
I just help out in the meetings and stuff and help the president out. You know, whatever they need, I can help them with that.
Jack of all trades, then.
Yeah.
Sure. So, wrestling, you had a good season?
Yeah. Yep, it was pretty good. Finished second behind a kid I lost to last year in the finals, but it was really close match. Went into overtime, but...
Yeah. We were all pulling. I was biting my nails there for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people were.
A lot of people, yeah.
Right. Gives you an incentive for the off season, then, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean... Whenever you lose, it's not really losing. It always motivates you to just get better. So
they say you learn more from a loss. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, you probably do, for sure.
But. Great. Well, as far as FFA, how do you find the time to manage and get everything done that you got to get done during the school day?
We all help each other out. It's really important. If somebody needs something, you just step in, and it's just you don't really think about it. You just help somebody if they need it. So
your favorite part of FFA?
Definitely harvesting the school farm. You know, it kind of another way that gets everyone involved. Miss Cole brings out a whole bunch of people, or like kids in the classes, and they can see how stuff's harvested when a lot of them haven't. So they can, you know, watch us harvest, which is pretty cool.
And the school has some equipment, is that right?
Yeah, we got planter and we get a tractor from Richie's. They let us use, and we got a gravity car. But
you got a little bit of equipment then, and yeah. Otherwise things are donated and helped out. So.
Yeah, so we run the test plot there too, which a whole bunch of local seed sellers, they donate seed, then we all put in a test plot, and that helps out a lot. So anybody who wants to donate, they do, and it's good. So it helps us out a lot, and it all goes good.
How did the crops go last year? Did they go all right?
Yeah, it went really good. We did soybeans this year, and we rotate every year, but soybeans went well. We got it done in just a day, and they all, you know, went good.
Have you sold yet?
Oh, sorry. We have some yields in the we had some yields in the test plot in the 90s, but I think our average was less than 60. But I mean, I'd say for the year, it seemed like everybody else was kind of in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Working on it. Yeah. So you do sell your crops though eventually, right?
Yeah. FFA managers, the school farm managers, get some of that decision, and then I also usually my ag business class looks at the numbers. We'll hold some of it till March. This year we sold half of it, like the day we harvested, roughly half, and then we kept the other half and we store it at Riverdale Ag, who's another great community supporter of ours. They were actually a friend of the FFA last year. They help us out a lot in that area. So we store it for a small fee, and then just like everyone else, and then we get to decide based on what prices do in the spring what we're going to do with it. So we sold some here when it took a little spike there to the $10. We sold some. We have a little bit left here, but it's kind of nice also to spread our income out just a little bit throughout the year. But,
and the proceeds go toward some future events and
endeavors? Oh, yeah.
And
yep. All those proceeds go back into the FFA. A lot of it does end up going back to the school farm for various things, fertilizer, any sort of herbicides we need to apply, fuel for tractors and stuff like that. But they're, again, great group to work with in terms of the amount of things we can do at a real level. It's not simulated. This is planting corn. We have a corn planter. Kids get on the tractor, and they can do it, which is pretty awesome.
Very impressive. Yeah. What about future? Would you like to get in an ag-related field, Brody?
Yeah, I'd probably help my dad out on the family farm, and my whole family does that, brother and my grandpa and uncle, so it's good. I'd probably end up helping out with that in the future.
Did you drive a tractor to school this past fall?
Yeah, I drove a New Holland T7 260, so that was a cab. It was one of our nicer tractors.
There you go. They let you steal it for a day, then.
Yeah, they did.
Great. Well, good to have you in here. They all did really well here.
Okay? Yeah, they're awesome. They're an awesome group of kids. They don't say this, but when, like Brody says, you know, when they need help, you just help. That's just how it is, and that's that group. You know, Brody's one of the first ones that if he gets off the bus and I'm sitting in the driver's seat, he says, "Do you need something, Miss Cole? What can I get you?" They're all like that. They're all awesome kids.
Wonderful. We'll take time out and come back with a final word in a moment here on WRCO's Morning Show. We're back for the final portion of the morning show today on WRCO Radio, and Callie Coe, our guest, Jeff Campbell as well, to wrap it up here today. Oh, the students did a wonderful job. Maybe you can kind of look ahead and tell us what's going to happen with the FFA for the rest of the year, Callie.
Yeah, we got some big events coming up for career development events. I know, Chase, we really hadn't done much contests this year so far, just soils and a few other little things, but our big events are coming up here March 20th. We'll go to UW-Platteville with like seven teams for various things that's coming up, and then we'll have our corn planting at the school farm as well. That's a big day for us, or a big couple days potentially. We got Food for America coming up with our fourth graders. Our FFA banquet is May 7th. If anyone in the community would like to RSVP, that's always an option for anyone to come and join in the fun that night. And then lastly, I guess I would just comment that our greenhouse will also be open for sales every weekday in May, as well as Saturdays in May. And it's a great place to stop and get your mother something.
So do you plant some of those seeds in and get them going?
All of that is done through my greenhouse management class. We start, about half of it is seed, and then we'll do vegetables and annuals. A lot of hanging baskets, oriental grasses, a lot of flowers. We have usually a really good community turnout there, being open as often as we are. But like I said, stop by in May. We're not ready yet. We literally just got some plants here a couple days ago, so we have a long ways to go. But they'll be ready. We'll be all right. We'll be sitting good by May.
A great thing. You know, I mean, you talk about the school farm and the harvest, but this is another life lesson and putting that all together, and then the business side of it as well.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. It's a great avenue for a lot of kids that are interested in plant science to really see how things work. And we have a fertigation system we actually put in ourselves. It's another opportunity for students to explore the many facets of ag. We do tend to talk a lot about our animal science program on here, but there's a lot to what we do. I also have a big food science and farm to table class that are very well attended, that we do everything from making cheese to cutting up deer and making sausage and brats and things like that. So again, we try to keep it hands-on. We try to keep it project-based learning as much as we can. Just give them the real-life feel to, you know, as close as we can to what it would be like either as a hobby or a career.
Any baby animals coming up for the school?
Actually, we're really excited. We're having a full-size cow next week, and like we're going the opposite direction. A lot of people would be excited for the babies, but I'm excited for, we did a pen expansion. Actually, Richland County Beef Producers gave us a grant last year, so we expanded our animal lab pen, and now we are able to have, I mean, we could get full-size animals in there before, but it was only maybe for a day just due to some restraints for size of the pen. But we actually have a cow coming for 4 days next week, which I'm really excited about. It'll be our first, like, full-size for multiple-day animal. We've had a horse. We've had a few of those things. But, again, going away from the baby side, I'm more excited about the mature animal thing. And again, thank you to them for donating. Another great community supporter. Thank you again to them for donating. So,
Mr. Campbell, things are really moving here with the FFA. This is just, again, something you got to be proud of.
Yeah, it sure is. I think with the community supporting our last referendum, being able to put on that addition into our ag room and kind of remodel that whole area, and, you know, now with just the animal viewing area, that's drawn so much more to our school. And, you know, I encourage community members to come out and check out of that area if they haven't yet. It's just been a great addition to our school, and you can see how much it's helped our kids here at Riverdale.
Speaking of which, you'll be back later this month and to talk about the upcoming referendum, right?
Yeah, I will. We've got an operator referendum coming up on April 1st. We've talked a little bit throughout. I've been out into community meetings at different municipalities. I'll continue that on at our showcase night tomorrow night. And then, you know, other meetings I've got scheduled and a flyer that went out to all of our constituents. And, yeah, we'll dive in a little more detail at that time.
Showcase night? What does that involve, Jeff?
Yeah, so our Riverdale showcase night is tomorrow night at our elementary school. That will be from 5 to 7. We have free food offering for all the families and any attendees, and a silent auction going on from all of the departments within our school, our sports teams, and our different clubs and organizations. And all of that money will go back into funding these kind of events in the future, helping with some of the expenses of them. But we'll also have performances from our choir, our band, forensics. All of our elementary students will be putting on a music performance throughout the evening. And then I will be presenting two referendum meetings also from at 5:15 and 6:15 for anybody that wants to stop in during that time or just kind of pull me aside for some questions and that too. So it's going to be a great night just to showcase the school. We kind of call it our fine arts night too, which we usually run every other year. So we're kind of combining those two. There'll also be a number of art displays from our kind of an art gallery area, and the ever popular book fair will be going on at the same time.
It seems like every time we book Riverdale on the morning show, there's bad weather. I don't know. This is the third time.
This is it. I hope not at the end of March. I think the next time we're on. So
let's hopefully it's better.
Hope that goes well. Yeah.
By that time, absolutely. Do you have parent teacher conferences too? Are those going?
We've wrapped up those for the year. Yep, we had those at the end of February. Last Wednesday, we wrapped that up. But I just want to one other thing. We've got our state powerlifting going this weekend. Kaylee Carter didn't mention that. She'll be competing in that. Along with Chloe Franklin and Ashley Wolf, will be competing in Appleton this weekend, and our solo ensemble, we host that. So with state wrestling last week and these two big events this week and our showcase night tomorrow night, a lot going on with Riverdale right now.
Yeah. We were worried you were going to get the call that school is going to get out early during the show, and then we're going to have to console these students. They'd be so upset. And
yeah, they've kind of made the decision they want to stay all day, so I guess that's where we're going.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Not a problem.
You bet. Jeff Campbell joining us, District Administrator for Riverdale, Callie Coe, who is the Agriculture Teacher FFA Advisor. And earlier we heard from Carter Degenhart, Chase McGuire, Caden Anderson, and Grant Matthews, Kaylee Carter, Olivia Meese, Mallory Meese, and Brody Meese on The Morning Show.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Preston, European Union leaders have opened a